on Samach Aleph on a base, right by the first white line. So he said that even if she'd bring in 100 maidservants, she still has to work the tzemer, because the batola brings to Zima. Summer of Malchiyo, Amar of Adabra Ahava, Halacha Kirib Eliezer. So we have the Amara. Reb Malchiyo says we pass on like Reb Eliezer. Okay. So there were two Amaroyim. One was Reb Malchiyo, and one was Reb Malchiyo. And between the two of them, they discussed 6 cases in Shas. And the Mor is going to give a simon now to remember which ones are Reb Malchiyo with a vav at the end, and which are Reb Malchiyo with an aleph at the end. If you recall, we had this in Makkos 15 years ago, whatever that was.
How many years?
Yeah, something like that. Okay.
Well, there's a question of like the Gersius, like as you know, Rav Malchiyo said it, or there's a question Rav Malchiyo said it.
That's next. Yep. Yeah. Good.
How many years ago? 15.
Amar Rebbe Chanina. Raid Ravika. Okay, so the case of Shvoid, Rashi is going to go through all the cases. The case of Shvoid is a question of Mukse issues on Yomtiv, Shabbos and Yomtiv. Shvachis is this case over here. Gumois is the case in Masechtas Nida, defining when a woman becomes a Gedola. A case where the place where the hair would have grown, the indicator of becoming gadolah is that she starts growing hair. So even if you don't have the hair, but you have the guma, which the hair is growing out of, and you can see that that would also be sufficient. So all of those are Reb Malchiyo. Shvod Shvachas Gumas is Reb Malchiyo. Blurius is a halacha in regards to Vodazora, giving a non-Jew a haircut. They used to wear a certain hairdo in honor of their Vodazora. You can't cut that. Efer Makla, which is an issue of putting an Efer Makla on top of a wound, and it makes a permanent impression. So, but he didn't do an act of making a tattoo, but it comes out looking like a tattoo. And Ugvina, and the halacha, why the Gvinas Akum are Usur. So all of those are Reb Malchiyo. Okay. So this is Rav Chanina Breda of Ika's version of the Machlokes. Shvoid Shvachas Gumas is Reb Malchiyo. Mluya Sefer Maklan Gavina is Reb Malchiyo. However, Rav Papa Omer, Rav Papa has the version a little bit differently. That Masnisin or Masnisa is Reb Malchiyo. The cases where we're discussing either a Mishnah or a Braisa, and we're deciding how to pass it on the Mishnah Braisa, those are Reb Malchiyo, because that's like Malchus. And we're going to give a sim in a second, but Shmaitza, the cases we were discussing of Amaroyim, and how to paskin, or the statement of Amaroyim, how to explain something, is Reb Malchiyo. V'simonech is masnisa malchusa. So you remember the word in Aramaic, the word for braisa is masnisa, with an aleph at the end, and the word malchusa, malchiyo, is with an aleph at the end. So dealing with mishnayos, it's Reb Malchiyo. That's our papa who has his simon. So Mor says, so my benayu, so what difference will you have between Reb Malchiyo, Reb Chanina Breda of Ika's version of who said what, and Reb Papa's version of who said what, is our Mishnah. Right, Mrs. Here we're discussing a case of a Mishnah, and Reb Chanina Breda of Ika says it's Reb Malchiyo with a vav at the end, passing like Reb Eliezer. According to Reb Papa, any case which is dealing with a Mishnah or Braisa is Reb Malchiyo with an olive. So Ikemanayu is Shvachis. Now, there's going to actually be a second one as well that Rashi is going to touch on. Tosis is going to touch on over here that how we deal with that. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shvayit shvachas agumos. Simani halachas hay. So these three words over here, each one is referring to a different halacha. A shvayit is b'mesechtes beya. So the case over there was a shvayit which became, I think the case was the shvayit which became mias, because they would use it for it was a wooden spit. It absorbed all the fat from the roasting. So you're allowed to pull it out and move it to the corner. I don't remember all the details, but that's the thing we're discussing, that halacha. Shrachas is kan. Gumas is mesechtes nida. So that's the first three. If the guma is there without the hair, it's still a simen of godless. And blurius is mesechtes abadazara. Is the issue of the barber can't cut all the way up to where the blurius is there and leave the blurius the shame of it. He has to be cut out a little before where he gets to the place of the blurius, their hairdo. Ephraim Makla, Mesechtes Makis, he puts this type of ash onto the wound. It leaves a permanent mark, so it looks like a tattoo. It's also Mirabonon. Gavina Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, explaining why there's Machlokes in the Gemara, why Gavina is Osir. There's four or five explanations besides the issue of non-Jewish milk of Cholavakum. They also answered Gavina Sakum. They actually answered Gavina Sakum first, and later on they answered Cholavakum. The problem with the Cholavakum is because that they would possibly have mixed in non-kosher milk from a non-kosher animal. That doesn't apply to Gavina, the Mora says, because the milk from a non-kosher animal doesn't make cheese. Now, there are some... the issue is not the fat content, because cheese is not based on the fat content. It's based on the proteins which are in it. So what's that issue? So the Mora brings like four or five different explanations. So one of the explanations is given by this Rav Melchiyot. So the Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. So that's Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika's version, that Shvayit Shvachas Gumas is the Rav Melchiyot, and Blurius Ephraim Makla and Gavina is Rav Melchiyot. Okay, now Rashi says plus minayu masnisen. Three of them are referring back to a Mishnah, the din of blurius, shochas of blurius of gavina. So shochas is here in our Mishnah Huda Paskin. Like blurius is the halacha of being misalik, the person not cutting near the blurius, and gavina is a Mishnah in the Sefer Avodah Zarah explaining why it's usur. So they're coming to either paskin or explain a Mishnah or a Braisa. And Tosfos now are Shmaitza. And three of them are just halachas, not based on a Mishnah or Braisa. Who Pirshua, Parshinu, Ramalchiyoy, Ramalchiyoy. And they were coming to be, these halachas of the Shmaitzas were explained by Ramalchiyoy and Ramalchiyoy. So Papa, as some of the Ramalchiyoy, Paulig, the way Rashi learns, so according to Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika, the division is three and three. The way Rashi learns, Rav Papa learns that the division is not three and three, but it's two and four. So Siman de Malchiyoy Polik, he's only arguing on that which Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika put Shvachis with Rav Malchiyoy. He's going to take Shvachis away from Rav Malchiyoy and put it into Rav Malchiyoy, because Blurius and Gavina and Shvachas are all cases of a Mishnah. Tosis grapples with what's with Ephraim Makla, because Ephraim Makla is not a Mishnah. And that according to the Silver Reader of Papa, only Masnisa belongs to Malchiyah. So Rashi learns no. The someone of the Malchiyah Paulik, the Kamer Shvachas is Malchiyah. Now what you said, Shvachas is Malchiyah, less, that's not true. The Chol Masisa Masisa the Hacha is Ramalchiyah. Whenever it's a Mishnah or Brice, it has to be Ramalchiyah, Pashinu. But that Ramalchiyo should discuss the case of Shmaitza, that I agree with you. But the way Rashi learns, Rav Papa was not saying that Ramalchiyo cannot discuss a Shmaitza. So Ephraim Makla can stay with Ramalchiyo. What Tosa suggests to do is, what Rav Papa is saying is, your siman was, there was A, B, and C for Ramalchiyo, and A, B, and C for Ramalchiyo. Let's switch B and move B from Ramalchiyoy to Ramalchiyoy, and move B from Ramalchiyoy to Ramalchiyoy. So Shwachas is in the middle, and Ephraim Akla is in the middle. Ephraim Akla is a Shmaitza, and Shwachas is a Braisa. Blurius and Gvina are going, well, they're all actually, Gvina is a Mishnah, Blurius is a Braisa, and Shwachas is a Mishnah. So let's move number two from Ramalchiyoy to Ramalchiyoy and vice versa. So now all three statements of Ramalchiyoy are Shmaitzes, and all three statements of Ramalchiyoy are Braises and Mishnayas. Rashi doesn't do that. V'simonok shol tachlof begirsa. Rapapa says the way you remember which one it is Masnisa Malchusa. L'gabi Shmaitza. Habi Masnisa Malchusa. When we're trying to figure out the who said what, the Mishnah is the king or the queen. Tominoa Masminan to Yuvta. So compared to a statement, a Mishnah or Braisa is much more powerful. So it's the ruler. So therefore, because you can always ask kashas from a Mishnah or Braisa, then shlug up to Yuvta the Shmaitza. Therefore, the Masnisa Malchus, the Mishnah is always the king. Simonich is Malchus, so how does that work over here? So that's the phrase. So the phrase makes sense. Now, how do we apply it over here? Is Malchiyo is Lashon the Keva. Malchiyo with a Vav is Lashon Zacher. So the Masnisa is Malchus. The Braisa is going to be the Keva, the queen. And Malchiyo is a Lashon the Keva also. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Mishmer Gamliel Omer. So Mishmer Gamliel said a case where a person was mad at Ishtai that she shouldn't do any work. So the halacha is he has to divorce her because Libra in a state of Betola is not acceptable. The same way Rabbi Eliezer said in regards to the Shwachas that we can't leave her without work. So the Morsa Kasha Hanan Tanakam over here being not the Tanakama of the Braisa, but the previous Tana, which is Rabbi Eliezer. So there's no difference between Rosh Hashanah Mil's Shita in regards to being Matar Ishtoi, that you cannot leave a woman in a state of not doing any work. And Eliezer is saying you cannot leave her in a state of not doing any work when you're bringing Shwachas. They should be the same thing. So Ika Benayu, the metalala megaraisa kitnaisa and but not nadarshir, not the shir. Okay, if she's not doing any work, but she has hobbies, she's playing with she plays with dogs. Okay, so she's doing something. There's not batala. So according to Eliezer, there's not batala. So there's no problem. So according to Shimon Gamliel, the problem is she'imum, that she's just gonna go out of her mind. She's not. She has hobbies. According to Eliezer, it has to be dafka work. Otherwise, she's still potentially vulnerable to Zima because she has nothing of pressure. Okay. So, Rashi Anatanakam, Reb Eliezer, what does Shem Mil Reb Eliezer? Mali lidei Shimu, Mali dei Zima. Whether the Batola, whether it brings to Shimon, which is a deterioration of mental health, or the problem is Zima, she's vulnerable to Znus. But the problem is batala is not acceptable. So the difference is metalala, begiraisa, kitnaisa, minadarshir. Misachekas beklavim dakim. So she plays with little dogs. Or beschak shakaran iskikish. Or she plays, I don't know exactly what it is, but okay. Some type of
chess.
Okay. The Bach says it was that she used to play with kisamim, with some type of magic tricks. So there is a concern of mental health. She has something to occupy herself. But Zima, since she has no pressure, is not work, so she's vulnerable to being seduced, etc., that there is a problem. Shimum is when the person is sitting and doing nothing. Okay. So the Mishnah. Hamadar is ishta mitashas amita. A person makes a neder that his wife is going to be usher and him for tashas amita. So Rashi is going to deal with the language issue, because he cannot make her, he cannot ask her himself on her, he's meshubit to her. He's making sure he won't do tashmish, that's a shua, it's not a neder. So Rashi's going to deal with the language, how he's going to say it. That should not be overridden by his shibudim. But if he says it in a way which is halachically effective, so now we have a problem that they can't have relations. That if he doesn't, if the length of time is more than 2 weeks, so he cannot maintain her in that state. We can force him to divorce her and give her a get, and she should not have to live in that state as such. No, it's only 1 week. The Mishnah continues and says, "Tamidim yotzim the Talmud Torah shel Brishus shloshim yom." So we're seeing a strong commitment on the husband's part to be available to the wife for tashmish, but the Tamidim can go away for a period of a month, even without Brishus of the wife, which means they're going to be able to access their Rebbe and learn Torah. Apoilim, okay. Shabbos Achas. Apoil is allowed to go away for a week without Brishus. Even though he'll miss a week, a full week, he's allowed to go away without rishus. More than that, he has to have rishus. Ha'ayna amur b'tara. The Mishnah says that the Torah says there's a chiyuv of ayna of the man, conjugal rights between the man has a chiyuv to the wife. Satayolim b'chol yom. So a person who has no work, he just walks around. So his chiyuv is daily. A pile of mishtaim b'shabbos, a worker is twice a week. Hachamorim, that's donkey drivers, is achas b'shabbos, once a week. Hagamalim, the camel drivers, achas l'shashim yom. Hasaponim, sailors, achas l'shisha chadoshim, dibri b'liyazer. Okay, so Rashi Amadras Ishtoi. So how did he say that it should be effective? He also hanos tashmishcha olai. So he's saying he may not benefit from the hanoa of her tashmish. So he's making osir her tashmish on himself. Well, Rashi says hanos tashmishi olecho lo mitzurav. He would do the opposite. To say he's answering the hanoa of his tashmish on her, it wouldn't be effective. The Hamishubit law, because the Torah is Meshabit, so he has no power to make his Hanoa Osir on her. That's how the Mark explains over the Nadorim that this Mishnah, that it should be effective, it has to be that he was doing. So there's no Shibud from her and not to him, on his part, she is on her part, but on his part, he's saying he doesn't want to benefit from this food. Right? So that'll work. So now that works, so they can't have tashmish. Mishavar mishtesha bosses. Yimidira beisha bosses. If the neder is 2 weeks long, tamtin, then they should wait. If the neder is longer than 2 weeks, then we can force him yotze v'itin ksuba. So you'd have to divorce her and give her ksuba. She's not mochid to live under those circumstances. To yolam mefarshu gemara, a gemara mishyotzen. So why a week? That's they're not made for long distance travel. Shiyotzim lekforim lahavi tuwa limkir b'shuk. So they go around the villages to come back to the city to sell in the shuk the grains and stuff that they garnished while they were there. So they're out for the week and they come back for the after a week. Hagamalim asercha chavilas mivim al hagamalim imakam rochuk. So they bring these packages from great distances, so they could be away for a month at a time. Hasaponim is partial miyamagadol the katzvi eretz. They go out into the yamagadol, all over the to the ends of the world. So they're away for 6 months. Okay. So Morris says, so why should it be? Beishamai says 2 weeks, and Beisila says 1 week. So where do they get that from? I tell the Shammai, the Gamri miyoledes nekeva. So yoledes nekeva, midina deraisa, is tameya for 2 weeks, and then afterwards she's mutter to her husband. Even though she's continuing to see dam, it's called dam tohar. And that dam is not well does not make her usher to her husband. That's midina midina tara. We're machmer. We don't allow a woman, even with dam tohar, to be mutter to her husband. So mirabonim, we have to wait till she stops seeing at all. Actually, satchanas hagoyim. It's not even a mirabonim. Satchanas hagoyim. So, but the Torah says that a woman can be also to her husband for 2 weeks, and that's acceptable. So he made this neder, so she's also to her husband for two weeks. Okay. The Torah says she's also, she gives birth to a zacher. She's also for 1 week. So Mora says, why did we pick zacher more than the keva? We say that we see the Torah allows a woman to be also to her husband for 2 weeks. So Beishami is right. Mora says you're right. If Basil's source was from a woman who gave birth, there's no reason to pick the Zohar more than the Keva. If the Torah allows a woman to be prohibited to her husband for 2 weeks by the Keva, Beisham would be right. Ella, Basil Minida Garmila. Basil learns it from the case of Anita, which is also for a week. Okay. So Morris says, so B'maikim Ephilagi, why should you choose Nida, which is 1 week? Over Yoledes the Kay, which is 2 weeks, or vice versa. So Marsa Remidi the Shkiach, Mimidi the Shkiach. Marsa Remidi the Hugarim, Mimidi the Hugarim. Law. Mimidi the Hugarim, Mimidi the Hugarim. So Nida, he doesn't cause Nida. But he made the netter, and his interaction with the woman caused her to be Yoledes. So they're both. It's something which he generated, and we see the Torah allows, and he generates something, a lapse of 2 weeks. On the other hand, Nida is much more common. What?
He causes the Nida, you say?
No.
Right, I say he doesn't.
Causes the lettuce.
Right. Right.
The other hand, Nida is much more common, and this issue of getting into fights and making things usher is also common. Okay, so it's more common. So Basil says that this issue might be a common issue, but those have the Torah's mandate for the common issues is not more than a week of separation. Okay. Amarav. Machloikis is b'mefarish. So if he says a week, or if he says 2 weeks, so he says how long it is. And so she knows how long to expect. Al-Bastam, if he just makes a neder stam, with the, even though there's potential, he might from be matter the neder. So listen, let's wait and see. Within the next 2 weeks or next week, he's not matter the neder, so he has to divorce her. So no. Yotibi, Rav says, in the case of Bastam, do you recall, Yotibi la'al tibi think super. Even her spending even one day not knowing if there's going to be an end in sight to this arrangement, she doesn't have to live with that. So we have a right, if she wants, we have a right to force him to divorce and give a ksuba. Wait, Shem Yim Sepesach L'Nidra. That, well, let's wait and see what happens. What's the rush? And if after a week, according to Basil, or after 2 weeks, according to Bishamai, he hasn't been mouthed, so there's been 2 weeks of separation, so now he has to divorce her. But till then, let's wait and see what happens. Tzibor says, "Hotiga b'chad azibla." This b'chalik is Rabbi Shmuel already existed in a different case, Yitnan, which is a mission later on. The matter is Ishtar Milahonis loy. Benefit in general, not specifically in regards to Tashmish. So, and over there, the case was the Tashmish wasn't also, but it's talking about getting financial benefit, etc., support. So, Ashloshim Yoim, Yamid Parnas, so they make an arrangement for somebody else to support her. They stay married. They say, Yosef Mikan is Yosef Yitin Ksuba. No, we don't make an arrangement. Just divorce her and move on. And she'll take care of herself. Again, Rab says that this is the lock of 30 days. Is the case where he said, you put a time limit on the netter. So she sees that there's going to be an end in sight. She'll wait. Al Bastam, if the netter had no time limit, Yotzi, immediately, Yotzi la'alter v'yitin ksuba. Shmuel Omer, Philip Bistam Nami, Yabdin, Shema Yimsa Pesach L'Nidra, maybe he'll find a way to him out to the Neder. So we have this Mechlokes in Rav and Shmuel about a woman in a state where there's a psychological pain of potentially, she doesn't know that the end is in sight. Should we keep her in that situation? Let's see what happens, or should we divorce her immediately? Versus Sricha. So we need this machloek as regards to the case of Tashmish, an issue of 1 week according to Beisila or 2 weeks according to Beishamai, and the issue of the case of Parnosa, which is an issue of a month. We need both cases. The Itre B'ho, if we said this machloek is by the case of Tashmish, I would have mistakenly thought, "V'ha kamar Rav shindul yafshir b'parnas," that here, by case of Tashmish, the man cannot put somebody to take care of her, like the case of their of Parnasa. But she's left without any recourse for Tashmish. Rav says, If she doesn't see an end in sight, she has to divorce right away. Abahi, in the case over there of Mazarnas, the Asher Beparnas, where the husband can arrange that somebody will take care of supporting her, so she has where to get support. So I would say, you know what? Let's see what happens. Ema Meidele, the Shmuel. I would have thought, if Rav had not said anything over there, that Rav agrees with Shmuel. Let's wait and see. Therefore, we need to tell me that even over there, Rav says, no. Immediately, divorce. Vitra Bahi, so just say that case. So I would have thought the opposite, but Bahach Kamer Shmuel, I would have said in the case of Parnas, we say, you know what? What do you lose? She has Parnasa. So wait a month and see what happens. And Rav says, no. But even Shmuel would agree by Tashmish, where there's no way to give a replacement. So the mental anguish is immediate, and they have to divorce right away. Abhi Baha, Amen, Murder of the Rav. Therefore, Tzricha, we need both arguments.
Now, I would assume that all of this, you'd have to consider the profession of the husband. In other words, if he's a sailor.
The Gemara doesn't discuss that. Okay. The Gemara actually says not like that.
No.
Okay, but you're right. That would be the obvious conclusion. You let us the cave. Let's look at Rashi. Starting from the Gemara. There's 2 weeks that she's also in Tashmish. So we see that having a woman wait 2 weeks is acceptable. So Basil says from Yalda Zachar. The Gemara says, what does that mean? The Nigrumi, you let us the cave. We do find a normal case where a woman has to wait 2 weeks. It doesn't make any sense that we should intervene and say, 2 weeks is too long, it's not acceptable. The Tarsus is acceptable, but you let us the cave. You're right. If Basil learned it from a case of Yoletis, there's no reason to focus on the Kaiva more than Zachar more than the Kaiva, and therefore 2 weeks would be the proper time. But he learns from Nida, rather from Nida. Why is that? Nida the Shkiach, Kaas Shekoyas al Ishtoy Umadira, that the person might get upset and make a netter is a potentially common issue. And Nida the Shkiach, Nida is common. Later, Lo Shkiach Kulihai, later is not as common. I mean, it is. So, we would argue that later takes at least a period of 10 months, and with women's nursing, it's much longer than that. It could be a few years gap between children, and they probably have a fight somewhere more often than that, right? So, well, it's more shkiach that than nida than the later. Beishamah says, so we don't, we see the Torah says the common issues, we don't want a separation of more than a week. Midi the kahu garam law, neder ish garam law lishas, he's causing the fact that she can't have be it. V'chein leida al yodei bo law, it's due to the husband. So therefore, we said that the things with the man generated, there's a 2 week time lapse. Lafuke nida the mamela, nida happens automatically without any intervention. Therefore, it's more proper to learn from a similar case, even though the case which we're comparing to later is not as common. So, Rav said, case of stam, divorce right away. Shmuel said, filo b'stam, nami yamtin. So we'll wait the 1 or 2 weeks, whatever the each sheet, each tana as they help. Why are we waiting? Shema b'seichas man yilmud limsei pesach. He'll find a way to create a pesach of charata lomer adaita lahochi lo nadri v'yata lechochem nidri. So he's going to find a Pesach of Charata. We discussed Pesach of Charata somewhere one time during Shiva, right? Okay. So there's two ways to matter and enter. There's Charata and there's Pesach. There is a Charata and a Pesach, and a lot of Pesach is much better than a Charata. What is a Pesach and what is a Charata? Charata is, let's work with the second one first. So charata is a fascinating thing. The more or less, the Ran explains. The pasuk says, "Ha'adam bishuwa, l'chol asher yivatei ha'adam bishuwa." So the word darshan is mishuwa in the third parak. Ha'adam bishuwa. We have to have the whole being of the person in the shuwa, committed to the shuwa. The person comes along and says, "You know what? I look back and I realize I never really wanted this." So there was. We're saying now that. The original commitment was really, he's saying he never really wanted it. He thought about it more, and he doesn't regret. The person regrets to this point onwards, I'm really happy I did it. It helped me tremendously. Person made it, he's worried about, he's eating too much, So he makes this, sure, I'm not going to eat, whatever. And he loses 10 pounds. He's happy, but at some point in his life, he doesn't want any more, doesn't need any more. So he doesn't have retroactive charata, doesn't regret that he did it. He's very happy that he did it. He'll like it to stop right now. That's not a heter. There's no heter for that. What we're doing is we're gonna rewrite we have revisionist history. If he asks Charatam Eikara, he's saying he regrets now that he ever made the Neder. He doesn't want the whole thing that the Neder should ever have existed. So that means, we're saying, we'll look back in time and say, it means there was something wrong with the original commitment, and the Eshua is only Chal if the whole being is committed to it. Okay. So that's how Charatam works. Pesach works along that a person, along the concept of there's a mistake in the Neder. Why is there a mistake? So Pesach says, you know, the person makes a Neder. He doesn't always think about all the implications. He says, okay, now, had you realized the impact when you made the Neder? He says, no, I wouldn't have made that such a Neder if I realized that. So it means that the Neder was making under a mistaken assumption. He thought the Neder doesn't affect situation A, and it does. So now, well, I would never have made the Neder if that, have I realized that. So that's a Pesach. I mean, there's a flaw in the Neder to start with. The Neder as made, not that I have to go back into the past and change anything. If a person had thought out all of the implications of the Neder, he never would have made the Neder. Because there's a flaw, so that means that the Neder was flawed. Because since the Neder is applying to all the situations, he did not qualify. And had he realized he would have qualified, so he didn't say the Neder properly. So the Neder was said improperly, it's not a Neder. So passively, there's a flaw in the whole matter. Now, what you can do is you can make a Pesach out of Charata. So we'll see later on. The Gemara says,
isn't that always the case?
Well, wait one second. So the Gemara says that however, when it comes to the idea of a Pesach is a flaw, it has to be a common problem. You know, so he makes an editor and affects himself in scenarios 1, 2, and 3. And he only thought about what the situation one, because that's what he was frustrated about. He said, I don't want to do this anymore. I hate the fact that I always fall into this hole and I do this thing. So he makes, you know, he makes his netter. Then all of a sudden, he's in situation B. He says, Gaval Nabelt, I never met the netter for this type of situation. Okay? So that's the flaw on the netter. Let's say a situation Z all of a sudden happens. It happens like once in a year, such a type of situation. That's not a flaw. You know, even if the person had been aware of it at the time, it's never going to happen. So that's not a flaw. A Pesach is only something which, had the person thought about it at the time, making that he would not, since it's a common issue, he would say, come on, I don't want to mess this up for that situation. He would have not made the Neder, or he would have qualified the Neder. But if he told me, you know, what about if, you know, it rained cats and dogs, you know, never made an editor for cats and dogs. Well, they have a tornado and it lifts up 50 dogs into the sky from a kennel and drops them down on your head. Oh, wow, it rained cats and dogs. Oh, you know, I never would have made an editor on this. Even if you had thought about the possibility, you would not have stopped your editor because, like, it's never going to happen. So that's called, you can't be Pesach but Nerla. You cannot make a Pesach in something which is a Nerla. It's not expected to happen. All of a sudden, just like, came out of nowhere. So that's called Nerla. So you can't make a Pesach out of a Nerla. But the more we'll discuss, we'll see later on. The more we'll discuss that case. Tosis will discuss why it's a problem with Nerla. But having Charat in the future is not an uncommon situation. So that's also a situation which can develop. So I can make a Pesach. Had you realized when you made the Neder that you might actually regret the Neder, would you have made the Neder? So if the answer is no, so then you have a good Pesach. Now, the answer might be yes, I would have made the Neder. You know, so then it's not a Pesach. It's a Charata, but it's not a Pesach. Right? You know, so not every case of Charata is a Pesach, but many cases of Charata are a Pesach. You know, so there's no situation which developed. There's no flaw in the Neder per se. But later on, I changed my mind. I don't want it anymore. You know, and I realized, and later on I decided, you know what, it wasn't worth the whole thing. That might happen. So if that might happen now, if you sitting now thinking about the future, would you have made the Neder? Yeah. Okay. So you can see, so we have a Charata, we don't have a Pesach. So as a member of the world, you cannot be matter based on a Charata. We possibly can be matter based on a Charata, but a Pesach is better. So any situation of a where you can make your Charata into a Pesach, and we say, listen, had you been aware of the fact that you might be miscarried in the future, would you have not made the Neder? He says, yeah, we not made the Neder. Oh, so now we have a Pesach, we mount the base on Pesach. So Rashi says a lashon over here that we're going to be mount to the Neder because of a Pesach Charata. So that's Rashi, like, doubles down with a double lashon, because there are cases of a Pesach of a Charata. If this situation will develop, and will not have made the neder. So that can be, Rashi used the lashon of charot over here, not in the halachic sense of charot. It means any situation which will develop, which will person cause a person to pause and say, you know what, I didn't want this. Not because of charot, because of the situation. So that would be a valid way to be mounted to the neder. Let's hold it here.